NATO leaders have acknowledged that Afghanistan is an important test case for the 26-member alliance as it seeks to redefine itself in a post-Cold War, post-9/11 era. The NATO-led force in Afghanistan currently comprises some 47,000 troops, but there have been dire reports recently that more forces and greater political efforts are needed if that country is to be saved from deteriorating into a failed state. Speaking in Bucharest, President Bush called on NATO members to do more to counter the threat of terrorism by stepping up efforts in Afghanistan.
The terrorist threat is real, it is deadly, and defeating this enemy is the top priority of NATO. Our alliance must maintain its resolve and finish the fight. As President Sarkozy put it in London last week, we cannot afford to lose Afghanistan. Whatever the cost, however difficult the victory, we cannot afford it. We must win. I agree completely.
France is expected to announce it will send additional forces to Afghanistan, and the United States has said it's deploying an additional 3,500 Marines. Romania has committed to adding forces, as have several other allies. In an interview with VOA, NATO spokesman James Apatheri said that NATO would welcome additional French troops, noting that getting additional forces into Afghanistan is a prerequisite for also keeping Canadian troops there.
It will allow Canada to maintain its commitment for a few more years in Afghanistan, because that was a condition that the Canadian Parliament imposed on any extension to 2010.
Canada wants its European allies to send at least 1,000 more troops, as well as drones and helicopters, to help Canadian forces fight insurgents in southern Afghanistan. Speaking in Bucharest, Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper said he was optimistic that NATO would come up with the necessary reinforcements. NATO member Turkey announced it has no plans to send combat troops to Afghanistan. President Abdullah Gül said, however, that Turkey would increase other types of assistance. Speaking in Bucharest, NATO Secretary General Jaap de Hoop Scheffer said it's vital that NATO and the wider international community remain committed to helping Afghanistan.
We should not forget that we are on one of the front lines in our fight against terrorism in Afghanistan, and that is a major argument and a major reason that we cannot afford not to prevail, and we are prevailing in Afghanistan.
NATO officials and experts say that stabilizing Afghanistan will take more than just military might. They say political progress and development are also a vital part of the equation. The NATO summit in Bucharest ends on Friday. Sonia Pace, VOA News, London.